This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shyamala, and we're closing off our show today with a look at the various and frankly noisy headlines around Bersatu.
So let's start with, the person at the top. So Party President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has apparently been given the full mandate by the Bersatu Supreme Council to explore cooperating with other parties for the GE. Now, this was decided at the Supreme Council meeting recently, and they also discussed matters related to party management, updates on the country's politics, as well as the recent Johor elections. This really comes on the wake of a statement by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who said that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin had reached out to him and asked for support to become Prime Minister. And so this led to conversations about what was going on and why this sort of move was made. So this seems to solidify that, well, it was all sanctioned.
And even then, it's not that simple, right? I love your use of the term reaching out, by the way. It's very gentle and it sounds like, hi there, you know? But even this reaching out is not that straightforward in terms of people getting their story straight. Because on the one hand, you have Tun M saying that, yes, Muhyiddin came to me and asked for support. You also have Warisan President Datuk Sri Shafi Abdal saying that he was contacted by Muhyiddin to discuss an alliance for the GE. Meanwhile, Muhyiddin Yassin is saying he was the one that was being wooed by other parties for cooperation. So it's a he said, and it doesn't really seem to be going anywhere. Meanwhile, UMNO has said they're not going to cooperate, to nobody's surprise, with Bersatu. A decision that's really been reflected by recent elections anyway, which saw PN and BN going against one another. So that is in terms of who they might reach out to and, where the various relationships might be. Now, in terms of who they're planning to appeal to, there have been a lot of headlines recently as well relating to Bersatu Youth Chief Wan Ahmad Faizal, Wan Ahmad Kamal.
So essentially, he clarified, or rather, this all started with initially something that he had said. He made comments that the Malay vote and Malay voters reject Pakatan Harapan's quote-unquote liberalism because they needed a protector to, because of a new feudal trivial mentality.
Tribal
mentality. That was his initial remark. And then there was a lot of criticism and pushback to this. And so he clarified that he wasn't actually in favour of this mentality. And he replied to particularly a tweet by Galen Center's Azrul Muhammad Khalib. He clarified that he, in fact, is against this mentality. And that's what he's working to move away from. So I feel like, again, when it comes to who you're actually appealing to and in terms of messaging, perhaps not the clearest that you want to put out.
No, especially not while you're trying to kind of say who you are, solidify who you are with the electorate as well as with other parties. A lot going on. We'd like to hear from you if you have thoughts on Bersatu and their recent moves or statements. You can share them with us. That number to call is 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Dr. Azmi Hassan, Senior Fellow at the Nusantara Academy for Strategic Research. Dr. Azmi, thanks for joining us. Now, the President of Bersatu, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, has been given a full mandate to explore cooperation with other parties with the next GE approaching. What are your thoughts on this?
I have a few issues here because the mandate given by the Supreme Council came after Tan Sri Muhyiddin met few opposition leaders, which is a few days ago. So I think, yes, the full mandate was given. But again, when they put out the statement, I guess the Supreme Council just to make some damage control, because a few of the opposition parties that Tan Sri Muhyiddin met, such as Tun Dr. Mahathir, Datuk Sri Anwar, and also I think Datuk Sri Safni Abdal, rejected the gesture from Tan Sri Muhyiddin. So from what I can read, it's just a damage control from Bersatu.
We've been seeing a lot of comments from and about Bersatu in relation to this. What do we know about who they reached out to and what the response has been?
I think in the media, I think for sure, Tan Sri Mahathir reached out to Pejuang because Tun Dr. Mahathir put out a statement that he rejected to support Tan Sri Mahathir as the Prime Minister. And also Datuk Seri Anwar did put out a statement also. They met, and I think Tan Sri Mahathir put out a gesture for cooperation either to PKR or Pakatan Harapan as a whole, and also Warisan too. Datuk Seri Abdal did put out a statement about Tan Sri Mahathir reaching him out. So I think these three entities in the opposition, I think Tan Sri Mahathir did reach out.
But what do you make of the inconsistencies, right, in terms of what's coming through about who approached whom?
Well, yeah, there are inconsistency because the problem is that it never materialized. The objective of the meeting, the objective of the Tan Sri Mahathir or whoever reached out first did not materialize. I think the inconsistency, I guess, just trying to portray that they are not the first to reach out. Because as Dr. Mahathir said, he rejected. Datuk Seri Anwar, it's not negatively, but something that we can read, rejected also the gesture, and also Warisan too. So I think conflicting stories just to camouflage because of the objective, the meeting did not mean. I think that's the real reason for the conflicting stories.
So how might these events affect relationships between Bersatu and other parties as we move forward?
Yeah, the problem is that Bersatu, in relation to Pakatan Harapan and also Pejuang, there is a bad blood between them. So doesn't matter who approached first, I think Bersatu, it's going to be very difficult for Bersatu to work with Pakatan Harapan because of the Sheraton move. And also Bersatu will be more difficult for Pejuang to accept Bersatu because also of the Sheraton move. So I think Bersatu has a very little option because without Pakatan Harapan, especially going GE15 with the Perikatan National outfit, I think it's going to be very, very suicidal for Bersatu. So Bersatu currently, they are in a very desperate and dire situation.
So just to add on, right, where do you see Bersatu's relationship with UMNO at this moment?
If Pejuang can reject Bersatu and Pejuang has nothing to offer, and UMNO right now is running very high, and I think they are in a very positive mood to be in Solo when comes GE15, I don't see any avenue for Bersatu can work with UMNO or UMNO accepting Bersatu in this case.
In a purely strategic sense, which parties would be able to offer the most in cooperation with Bersatu?
I think the most that can offer value added to Bersatu is Pakatan Harapan. If we are talking about the Semenanjung politics, because Pakatan Harapan via PKR, Amanah and DAP, they are the formidable force. And if we look at Melaka and also Johor election results, the number of votes Bersatu obtained is very similar to Pakatan Harapan as a whole. So I think for Bersatu and Pakatan Harapan to work together, it will give something for Barisan Nasional and UMNO to think about it.
On Bersatu's side, though, what would they be able to offer?
Well, if I think Bersatu can work together with Pakatan Harapan, if we look at Johor election, the popular vote that Bersatu garnered is basically around 24%, which is very similar to Pakatan Harapan. So in this case, the number of votes that Bersatu can offer to Pakatan Harapan, it is very, very interesting. So I think that's what Bersatu can offer to Pakatan Harapan, where PKR especially, they are finding very difficult to attract Malay voters. So in terms of Bersatu, I think they are in a better position to attract the Malay votes for Pakatan Harapan or for the opposition.
So there have been suggestions that Bersatu should focus on strengthening existing relationships with PAS instead. Do you think this would be a more strategic move?
No, I don't think so. PAS in Perikatan Nasional, has a value added or giving a benefit to Bersatu. Look at Melaka, look at Johor, the number of votes past candidate that they garner is very, very meager and very minimum. So if Bersatu want to stick with PAS under the Perikatan Nasional, I think it won't be a very good rosy picture for Perikatan Nasional when they go into GE15.
So in other news, Bersatu Youth Chief Wan Ahmad Faizal has said that the Malay community operates on a neo-feudal mentality and are therefore not ready to embrace a full-blown liberal democracy. What are your thoughts on the statement?
Well, I think it's good. Okay, I mean, it's good if Bersatu want to open up their party, if I read Wan Faizal, what he meant by that. But again, when Bersatu was formed, originally they want to replace UMNO, meaning that they want to be the champion of the Malays. But again, up until now, after Melaka and after Johor, I think it didn't work. And I think that's the reason why Wan Faizal gave out that kind of particular statement. Just, again, I say a damage control for Bersatu. But again, as a whole, it's good that the Malays, I think the Malay voters, go out from their, I would say, only supporting the Malay-based party. I think it's good. But again, to read one Ahmad Faisal's statement, I think it is very, very misleading indeed.
How do you see identity politics impacting Bersatu's performance at the next general election?
Yes. Well, if you mean by identity politics is they identify them as the Malay-based party, again, they are going against UMNO, which are in a very, very good position currently. So I think Bersatu need to change their tactics a little bit, not to focus on the Malay identity party. See, something similar to PKR. I think they will be perform better if they, something similar to PKR, open up to other races, I guess. Because currently, if they are going against UMNO, similar with Perjuang, going against UMNO with the Malay votes in their mind, well, it is something that are impossible to surpass UMNO currently.
Dr. Azmi, thanks for speaking with us. That was Dr. Azmi Hassan, Senior Fellow at the Nusantara Academy for Strategic Research, talking about the headlines surrounding Bersatu recently, whether it's statements made by youth chiefs, whether it's their attempts to seek alliances. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. You can WhatsApp us as well as tweet us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.